In this episode, our host, Kenneth Chu, have invited Florine Detay, who is a former cabin crew turned beauty entrepreneur, where we will be talking about mompreneurship is not a hobby. Ms. Florine Detay has been in the beauty business for over 11 years, leading a team of 12 directors and 1,500 consultants in the APAC region. Florine loves to see people succeed. Due to the pandemic, she has also successfully leveraged on the TikTok platform to improve her outreach, and has since transformed herself into an influencer with over 2.3 million views combined, advocating about beauty and mental health awareness topics. Without further ado, let's welcome Florine.
Hi, Florine. So before we start, right, in fact, there's a tradition that every guest get to answer the question of the day before we can officially start the show. Okay, so are you ready to answer the question of the day posted by the previous guest before we start?
Yes, sure.
Okay, so the question of the day posted by the previous guest is, how do you sell without selling? Okay, I repeat again. How do you sell without selling? Okay, because when the previous guest posed this question, I was like, okay, Florine, this is for you. Because later we will let you introduce yourself and then share with us. So do you want some time to think about it, or you can just share with us what is your answer?
I think in general, how do you sell without selling is how have you convinced yourself that the product is good? So in general, there's two types of people in this world. One that can sell anything you put in front of them. Another group of person will be those who are passionate in whatever they are sharing, and in return equals to dollar and cents. So I belong to the second one, but I can emphasize this a little bit on a story. So many years ago, when I first started this business, it was tough, definitely, as of all new business owners. So I still remember that, so when I first started, I didn't drive. I took the MRT. I did everything. Then one fine day, I was so tired. And my husband said, hey, we're outside at a coffee shop having dinner with my father-in-law's friend. So he sat down. I finally came, dragged my bag, and I sat down. Then he said, okay, Florine, how's business? I said, business is tough. I don't really know how to sell because I'm not born to be a salesperson. So he gave me a life-changing for me in terms of, not life-changing as like my whole life changed, but in terms of how I see business. He said, okay, how do you sell an ashtray to a non-smoker? And I'm like, huh? I don't know leh. Then he said, okay, this answer alone tells me that you're not a salesperson. Then I said, okay, then teach me how. He said, a salesperson will look at the ashtray and sell because when your friend comes to your house, you definitely need to host properly. You need to have something. If your friends are smokers, right? Then they will talk about the need of something so that you will look good. Then I'm like, oh. So they said the other type of person will be selling on emotions and the benefits, right? So he say you must also tell them, the group of person that is me, lah, say you must tell them if you don't smoke, right, you can decorate the ashtray so that it looks very nice so that you can be an ornament in your house. So that dinner alone was worth it because it made me realize in the way I see things and the way I can sell to anybody regardless of what kind of person they are, because some people are just natural, will buy anything they want, and some people need to be convinced why they need to buy it. So first of all, you need to, so answer that question. You need to convince yourself that the product is good and there is a need for, and that it can help give solution to someone out there. And Once you do that, you will be able to sell anything.
Wow. That is such a great question. And in fact, we have friends that is popping in. We have Mary Lim. We have Karen Wong, who is the previous guest that posed the question. So she's tuning in. I do not know whether... does Karen like or maybe really like your answer to her question? And also we have Janice Wong coming on live. So for those who are tuning in live, hi everyone, I'm Kenneth, and also this is my beautiful guest, Florine Detay. In this episode, we're going to talk about mompreneurship is not a hobby. Okay, so for those who are tuning in, do let us know in the chat by saying hi Florine. Oh, hi Kenneth. So at least we can do a shout out to you guys. I see there's a lot of thumbs up. Thank you guys for all this for tuning on live. So Foreigner, thank you so much for the answer to the question of the day. Now we can officially start the show. So before we start, right, there may be some of the listeners or the audience that are seeing you for the first time. So maybe you can do a short introduction of yourself, share with us where are you from and currently what are you working on, and how do you get yourself into this entrepreneurship journey?
Thanks, Kenna. So hi, I'm Florinda. I was for former cabin crew. I started flying at the age of 17 because I, just like everybody who went to the airline, the friend that brought you there didn't go in, but I got chosen. So it's my dream job, no, but it was everybody's dream to be in that job. So I held on to that job for a very long time. I like the freedom and flexibility, but at the same time, I felt that there was no career advancement and I didn't have control of what I was where I was heading. So at a very about 23-24, I did my diploma and my degree. So I didn't study further after O levels because I was the rebel who wanted to see the world and also earn my own money. So at 23-24, I did what everybody did, so to get a degree. And somehow after getting a degree, was not able to find something that I truly liked. So I stayed on in the airline until I became a mom. So when I became a mom, I didn't see a business that or a corporate world that could fit what I wanted. Because when I was very young, my mom put me at a babysitter because she was in that generation. Our parents, our generation is they have to work very hard to be where they are. So I just happened to be in that generation where my parents could not be there as I was growing up. So I thought at this time, this round, it's my turn to become a mom. I'll make my decision. So I want to be present in their life. So when I was searching for my second career, many jobs out there didn't conform to where I was planning to be. The vision that I wanted to be could not be fulfilled by a job. Yeah. Until I got to know this direct selling business. Was this something that I was looking for? No, but I used the product. It worked very well. And I was don't mind earning a little bit of pocket money, like $300-$400. Like, why not, right? But that was also a time when I was supposed to go back flying because that was the easiest way to go back earning $6,000 almost immediately. So the products I was using supposed to make me look prettier, in the end was the product that I decided that I'll embark on the business because I questioned myself. I list everything that I needed to list as a 30-year-old girl and asked myself what is important in my life. I know money is great, but then when you don't have control of time, especially as a mom, that was something that was bothering me. And I wanted a big family. So I knew that if I was going back flying, I may not come back down to have another child. So there was a few things that was in my mind. So of course, in the end, I decided that, okay, I'll take on this beauty business. However, how far I went, I didn't think that much. I just thought that, okay, that was the quickest way to have money. And also that moment I needed income because my family had some issues where I had to withdraw all my insurance, and as all my savings that I needed was to pay off something that I needed to help my family. So imagine at the age of 30, you just feel like you only have like few $100 left. So you're a bit like jitterish lah. So that I think that part made me very successful in my business because I didn't have anything to fall back on. Yeah, and the decision I had with my husband when I chose the business was I will not use his money. I will not ask for anything because I'm going to try it out because of my family that needs this, right? And his money will be kept for our kids and me, right? Just in case like, anything happens. So I guess because I didn't have a backup. And that is something that my husband always tell everybody. Like how successful you are is whether you got a backup plan or not. Yeah. So sometimes he comes and then he share with my team. He said one of the main reasons why Florinda is very good at what she does because she doesn't have a backup plan. No plan B. And there's only one plan. And the plan was to make sure that I was earning 5-figure income and paying off whatever I could and making sure that my parents were well looked after. And I worked very hard on that. Was there times where I want to give up. Trust me, a lot easier to work for a business, a company, right? But I don't think I was in that position to be nagged at or like to be suppressed, because I was already so-called unleashed from my cage in terms of freedom and leadership qualities. It was already like, the minute I took on the business, my leadership qualities just went skyrocket really high. In the past, when I was flying, it was suppressed because I couldn't make a lot of decisions. Decision was made by the people that were on the plane, all the customers.
Senior, yeah. The superior.
Superior, and then compliances and a lot of things that we have to conform into, that black and white. But the minute I took on the business, I had free rein besides the compliance that you have to deal with, but that is law, right? That's everything that you have to deal with. Just I have to study and make sure that you know it. But in terms of leadership or how I could manage my time, my emotions, personal, everything about myself, and of course, working with my husband to make sure that the whole family runs perfectly fine. Everything just started to escalate with each year in the business. So I think by fourth year in the business, I was already waiting to like explode. I wanted to excel in it. Yeah. So I must thank the business for bringing me to where I am, because if I have gone anywhere else, I may not have seen the leadership abilities that I have. So I've been doing this for 11 years. Very
and
long.
That is a very long time. And talking about that, since you touched on like you've been in this beauty business for the past 11 years, right? Was there a magic behind it? Like you say that other than you have no plan B, this is your only plan. You have to either you make it or you break it, right? So, but you also seen that there are the other good side of it, because you have the flexibility, you can be more creative, and also you felt that something is being unleashed that you couldn't do back then when with flying. So, what is there a magic to it, or maybe you can share more with the audience?
This was us. I told you that day I had an interview with the editor for the Encyclopedia who wanted to put me into the second edition of the Successful People in Singapore. So she did ask me a magic moment. I sat down, I think very long, you know, because there's so many aha moments, right? But the aha moment I truly believe was that day when I was driving my mentor back to her hotel. So I was just ranting, you know, like how everybody would rant to their mentor, like, oh, if I have more time, if I have more time, if I have more money or whatever. So that day I was just very frustrated because I was driving, because I drive my girl to school every day from home. Yeah. So that was my goal as a mom, to be present in her life, right? But because of this driving, it took a lot of time until I forgot sometimes to eat when I go back home. So she was asking, how is my time management and everything? Then I say, it could be better, but I really don't know how to break through. You know, it's just so fixed. So I just grumbling. I said, well, if I was single, I think I can excel in this business and I'm going to be like top in whatever I need to do. Then she just tapped me on my shoulder and she said, you know, the one of the main reasons why you are successful in what you're doing now is because you understand the concept of God first, family second, and career third. Because you put it in your mind that as your second career, you wanted to put God first and then your family before your career. And that is the reason why you work very hard whenever you have the time to do what you need to do in this business. So that moment, right, she tapped my... Then I dropped her off. I drove off and I cried. And I cried because she sort of answered that thing that was like tormenting
spot on,
me.
Right.
Like
spot
as a
on,
person.
Right? Nailed it.
Yeah, like a spot on. Like, why did I choose what I do? It's because... of this, right? Like I just want total control and total being present. You know, I don't need to be excellent in whatever I do. I just want to be present in the church. I just remember that was the moment I held on to what she said. And ever since then, I never looked back. I just went on and on based on this principle in life that, you know, because when I reached 30, I had an option to lead another life versus being controlled by others or not being there. This I didn't want that. You know, one of my greatest fear when I read, I tell you, when I was flying, one of my greatest fear was there was this cabin crew. He missed his mom's funeral. Because the flight couldn't go back.
Wow.
Flight couldn't go back. Then finally, right, they found him another airline to fly back. And his only packing clothes was in red. he told us, packing clothes. So with cabin crew, we have a pack, a set of clothes that we brought back, right? So when he told us the story, I can always remember that it will never, should not happen to me. He said when he finally got back home was the moment that they, before they had closed the coffin. Oh. And he only had that red shirt. He took off his shirt, right? Just to run towards before they closed. So these are the little things as you're growing up. And I was only so young then, right? I asked myself, is this what I really want? See, a career can give us a lot of things. It can give us money, flexibility, growth, many things. But when you don't have time control, it's very painful when something drastic happens in your life. So that was something that I held on very dearly. And like I always tell everybody, you can do any business. Yeah, but provided you're super talented in understanding taxation, you're great in dealing with troubleshooting. Yeah. But I was not. I was only good at talking and I was good at presenting myself. Anything got to do with nitty-gritty sums, numbers, I can forget, you know, just... handphone number also can write wrongly, you know, that kind of stuff. So I knew from day one, if I want to start my own business, I'm on losing end because of these little things. So when I was given an opportunity like this to run a business where everything else is handled and all I need to do is to deal with myself and my family and find time and ensure that I break even every year, then I'm on the right track. I still remember my first year in my business, my father-in-law sat me down and he said, did you lose money? I said, no, like I made. Then he said, okay, you're on the right track. Do what you need to do and carry on. Because I'm not a business person, but I know you need to balance your shit. Right?
Profit.
Your profit and loss, you have to make sure that you are making money. If not, everything that you do is questionable.
Yeah.
You will keep asking yourself, am I doing this correctly? Because when you don't make money, it is very painful. So everything that you do must make money, must churn out income, must be income producing. And if you don't do it well, then you have to figure out what went wrong and you must master it, right? Yeah. Any business you do, the first 3 years is the toughest.
Correct. And you said something very important, and that also bring us to our topic of the day, which is mompreneurship is not a hobby, because whatever you have shared, right, that leads to this topic, and that is also the conversation we had before coming on live, and why we feel that like mompreneurship is not a hobby is it makes a good topic because both of us can resonate with it, because you work with or you come across a lot of people that are interested in your business, they want to be partners with you. Or you have also seen mummies wanted to start business and all that stuff. And for me, in the past 13 years, I worked with a lot of mummies who wanted to start business. They really start business. And there are a lot of them I still came in contact. A lot of them also stopped the business, also ended the business. And what do you think is the reason why mummies could not succeed in running the business, or is it because they are not treating it like a business? Instead, they are treating it more like a hobby. And maybe you can dive deep more, share with us more. What is your experience when maybe the mommy treat the business like a hobby?
All right. So most mothers, I'm not going to speak for in general 100% because it's not fair for everybody who started this. But in general, most mothers start a business because, right, their corporate job or their whatever they were doing did not give them the time flexibility. That's very important because as a mom, we know the checkups, the children sick, so many things you have to deal with, and being present for them to walk the first step, to crawl, to turn, all are so important in a woman's life. These milestones that we want to, does it matter to the guy? Maybe not so much, right? Guys are like, okay, I changed a diaper, then it's a milestone, then it's damn cool. So as moms, I understand, like many of them, they will stop their work because mom guilt. I feel like, I need to be there for the child. You know, money can take a second position, right? Yep. Which is, I think it's great. I think it's to have that heart to be when the child is growing up is one of the best gifts that you can give to your children. Because it'll be etched in their memories. But what happened is when they choose to have a business, regardless whatever they choose to do, can be buying, selling children's clothes or like, I don't know, so many things for as a mom you can sell. Then they go and then they sell, they try 6 months, then they say, I'm not good enough. Then the whole, the stock, right? They just go and let go somewhere else.
Give charity.
Or like back into goodie bag and give to like, I don't know, like their
relatives,
day or mother's
day.
But so this is what I mean by you make a decision to be a mom, being present in their life, but you didn't make a long-term decision on how your business should run. A business should not be there for momentarily to fill in the blanks, to make you feel important, to make you feel and that you tell your husband, I'm doing something. That is not the way to run a business.
You just knew it because, in fact, there was this mommy that came to me and said, oh, Kenna, I want to start business and all that stuff. And she asked me, I've been running this business for 2 years. And why am I not making money? So when I run through with her, right, in the end, I found out the real reason is because I say, why don't you outsource to logistic company to batch your product out? Why do you want to trouble your husband every weekend to drive you around? I say, because I want him to be with me because most of the time I cannot get him. And when I'm running my own business, that's where he lent a hand. So I say, then how are you going to scale your business? Are you going to make more business if you're going to leverage on your husband's time and drive you around? So in the end, you know what happened? She saw it and now she's dispatching it because she want to make money. Because I asked her, you want to make money or you want more time with your husband, right? And then she make a decision because I told her that once you make more money, you can get someone to do the dispatching. You don't have to be there. Then you can spend more time with your husband. Right. So there's a lot of story that I came across and like mommies come to me because I work with them or refer by someone. And there's a lot of amazing story because I always like you mentioned, right? It's not about the business. It's about why you want to do the business for what, right? Like can it be sustainable? That's the key thing. And the commitment. The amount of commitment that you put into your business. Like for you, right? When you decided to do, you weigh the pros and cons, you write it out, and you have a plan. You have a long-term plan. Yeah. So that's where when you talk about that, right? About the husband and all that stuff, that's where this story came out. Yeah.
You know, most new moms or moms who just left their job, they try to take on a business hoping to be busy so that husband will see them in a different light.
Act busy,
look busy, and I'm a business owner. I got something to do. But when you ask them what they do, they say, I just be at home, look after the kids, so the husband will not feel that I need to anyhow squandering the money and ask me to go back to work. So,
but another struggle, right? Because I also hear a lot that why they want to start business because they don't feel like spending their husband's money. And when you spend husband money, their husband will ask you where you spend, why you spend so much, why da-da-da. They felt that I have hands and legs, I used to have a career, I have the ability to make money, and that's why I want to make money. I want to show that I can contribute to the family.
Yes.
Yeah, rather than taking money, because taking money is quite tough, right? Like since young we take money from our parents and we have to, like in Chinese, 看他们的脸色, right? We have to look up to them and listen to them, and there's a lot of obligation. So other than this, do you see any other reason or how mothers are treating business as a hobby?
If you treat your business based on the emotions of your child or the emotions of yourself, then that's another trouble altogether. Yeah, so when you run a business, discipline is one of the crucial fundamentals. If you devote Monday to work, then Monday is work to work your business. No, cannot be Monday. Oh, the baby's so cute, I want to do something else. Then it doesn't. So I think one of the discipline I had. So it's tough for me to be disciplined because in the past for the airline, they I'm given a roster. So my time was detected, right, by them. So when I didn't have any so-called job as trying to run this, I just realized that my whole day is filled up with one child. Just one child.
Because they're very busy, you know. You're very busy.
Very busy. And then I realized that it's not that busy. So I never sought my time management. So the first thing I learned was really truly time management and what I can release out so that I can earn more money.
Yeah.
So I still remember the one of the, so I remember my, we had an exercise that we did, things that I don't like to do. I don't like, number one, I wash toilet. I don't like. Number two, I don't like to iron clothes. Number three, I don't mind washing clothes, but I don't like to iron. So there are a few things I listed in terms of housework. So I still remember as I was trying to run, so I did my business only when my child was sleeping. And those who had read my blog 12 years ago, my girl, my eldest daughter doesn't sleep. She, so that's the reason why we had a blog to rant about the fact that she doesn't sleep.
The channel out, right?
Yeah, yeah. So, but I had a lot of followers because a lot of their kids don't sleep. So and one of the reasons why my business became so well and they are still with me is because they found that I was able to get the loophole to the fact that she cannot sleep. I still could find a way to run the business. So the few things I had to adjust in terms of life, and of course, I in the beginning realized that I didn't look after myself because everything is buy for her is organic.
Yeah. Baby, everything good.
I eat Nutella and bread. That kind of like no logic, huh, you know.
But I think
first time mom goes through it. Then after a while I realized that time management is really important. And of course, self-care personal management comes second. And of course, the third will be emotional management. So one thing I realized a lot of people do not have is emotional management and also figuring out support. So in running a business, when you a lot of time people give up because they don't have support. Yep. They will tell me, husband don't agree to it. My mom say something. And then these are so many things. But they fail to know that if you manage to speak well to people, people will support you.
Yep.
And if you are willing to ask for help, people will also give in, provided that you are doing your business the way it's supposed to be. There's many ways to success. And the best way is really working on your goals every day and letting people see that you're achieving it. Regardless whether the first few one, two years you're not making money. No, you just go on, right? It's the going on that you have that breakthrough. It's where you, first year, don't see money, the one really. Then I ask, why you don't want to do? Oh, because I'm using my husband's money. I say, okay, chill. Okay, fine. Then the second one I ask, why you? Because my 私房钱, the money that I kept for, it's no longer, I want to go back and work to replenish. Then I said, okay, does it conform to the goal vision you have? Don't have, but I'm willing to give it up. You know, sometimes you talk, you have a conversation, then you realize that. And I always say it's very sad whenever I see people giving up on their dreams. It's very painful. Painful for me, you know, to see them losing their dreams.
You can feel their pain also at the same time.
But they don't want to talk about it because it's very embarrassing. And we need to be able to inculcate into the next generation of entrepreneurship is we don't give up so easily. Yeah. And if you have anything that you feel that you're facing, you have to ask for help. You have to ask for mentors, speak to a coach, get somebody who can understand your situation to help you out of it. Versus, we don't rent. It's very important we don't rent because renting doesn't solve anything.
Correct.
You need to sit down and know the issues that you're facing and get solutions. And that is the best way when it comes to mentorship and coaching. And that's the reason why we have business coaches. Yeah. I mean, I get business coaches in my business. I give them a call. I say, I'm facing this problem. I don't know how to do it. Then they say, okay, can we just list it down? And then we figure out. So I walk through this exercise to be where I am today. And of course, now I don't need a coach to tell me what I need to do. I just sit down and then like...
because you already went through that, like 10 over years, 11 years.
Figuring out what is wrong. Because we are all made to be successful.
Yep.
We are all created. You just have to undo some things and redo some stuff, you know. It's the same thing for mentality. It's the same thing of work. And always remember to repeat the things that brought us success. So a lot of times, just because you reach a level, you say, this doesn't work. I said, this works. You just have to double it. No, but it didn't bring me to there. I said, but because your capabilities at this moment is not to be there, you're supposed to be here, you know? So it started have to talk to them like how you talk to your kids, you know, like, like, you know, small goals and small gains.
Step
and
by step.
Step by step and where they want. But I think in general, most people just want to like, oh, I want to earn six figure. I want to earn XX amount of money at this period of time. So they pack success to dollar and cents, which is very bad. Because dollar and if that happens, right, then everybody will be a millionaire. Then everybody is like all those hawker or those people who work 24 hours, they are really somewhere. But it doesn't work that way. A lot of people who do their business because they're passionate about it. And they of course make sure that their dollar and cents match up, because that's the first rule of business, right?
It's only a business when you are profiting. When you're not profiting, it's a hobby. This is on my side. This is my rule. That's why when I share with mothers, even in my book, like in Mother Industry, this is my book, I talk about passion, purpose, and profit. Most mothers will have passion and purpose, but they always forgotten about profiting. And that's where the frustration comes in. And then their husband will start asking them, oh, darling, are you making money? Dear, are you making money? Then if you're not making money, then why are you continuing the business?
I mean, I've been there lah.
So, but you see, at least you found it out. And the other thing you mentioned, right, about mentor and coaches, a lot of time, this is what I've seen a lot of mothers who are starting in a business, they know their need, but they are not getting any mentors or coaches. What would be your, from your own experience, what makes you want to find a mentor? What started you finding help through mentors and coaches? Because this is something that I always see a lot of mothers. They know, or anybody who want started a business, they know that they need, but they're not willing to either pay or even to listen. Why is that so?
I think first of all, I'm very fortunate to be in a business that has mentor already. Already there. But of course, mentorship comes from different aspects. It can be from outside of your business where you see the way they live their life and you love it. So they're also good mentors. So I have a few around in terms of I don't pay for coaches or mentorship because I already have one in my company, my business. So I think my first 4 years, I don't talk to my mentor because I don't see the need that she would tell me anything I need, because I don't think I have a problem. So like if I didn't make break even, I know I didn't sell enough. So I know there was a correlation, right? So if I didn't team build enough, because I never share enough, right?
Yeah.
But little did I know that my whole household was in a mess. Like we were just running on steroids, like trying to get
overdrive, right?
Overdrive. You're just doing it because you're doing it, but there will be a burnout when you run your household like that. So it was only much later than I told you, I really did everything I could to reach the peak, but I could not reach the income that I want. That was where I started sitting down and finally speaking to somebody that I respect a lot. And I asked her one simple thing. I say, I know I need the money. That's for sure, because we want a better life, better quality of life, good choices. But teach me how to run my household. So that was the moment she taught me many stuff that allow me to run my household as long as I'm not present. As mean, I don't need to be around.
Yep.
And the household runs. It's a shift in mentality. But then again, you think about it, most millionaires don't do everything, right?
Right.
Everything. So that was the moment I knew I was on the right track. I was on the right track. And I started like ensuring that there will always, my children will always be picked up, or some, there will be always backup.
Yep.
So I had a list of backups for everything. So that was the moment I knew that I had peace of mind and I was able to give it all in my business. And if I needed to travel or I needed to go out of the country, I was able to do it. So that was the moment I pivoted. It was through having a decent conversation on the needs of not my business, but myself as a mother. Yeah, and of course, how relationship between husband and wife gets better, because my husband always see like I do the business like damn strong, like damn difficult. You know, like I, but to me it's not difficult. It's just that I don't really know how to digest into words to explain. So only much later then I know how to whatever I think I should write it down so that it will be better phrased when I want to talk. So that became leadership qualities in a woman. Yeah, because we want to put get support from your spouses. You need to have clarity. You need to be very sure what you're doing. And once you get the support from your the people that you feel that's important, the business will, because there won't be anybody pulling you back. Like nobody will tell you, are you earning money? You know, that kind of like, why is your time so messed up? Then you will not hear comments like this. And it's very important in a woman's life, is that nobody should comment how you run your life. It should be smooth. And that's where you can concentrate on what matters. And that is, of course, your business, your passion, your purpose. Because the profit part already settled. And yep. That should be the first thing you should you need to settle to deal with a lot of things. Because you need that money to solve a lot of stuff, like to outsource. You get people to do things that you are not good at. Like I have a PA to do. I told you my numbers are not good, so she does all my reports and my Excel, and I pay her for it because I just really I sit in front of the computer. I'm like, okay. But I'm very happy to do content creation. I love to connect with people. This is my strength, and I've been using that as I've been using it the whole time. Yeah. So to answer your question, this is really, as a girl, right, as a woman, a mom listening to this, settle what your thoughts are, write it down, and deliver it out, not only to your client, but to the people that matters to you. It can be your children. Your children can be very big already, but you have to talk to them and ask them, this is what I'm facing. Tell me, let's see how we can do it better. I get my children involved every time. Every single time. Now they are bigger, right? But when I'm bigger, I talk to them and I say, what do you think I should make this decision? They will sit down and they'll think through and they'll give me their answers. And I think it's also part of parenting that we can also educate the next generation of girls to make good decisions because they are watching their mom succeeding at the same time and not being flustered. And of course, these are a few things. So on to the next question. I know you have a few more questions.
No problem. So what do you think is the biggest challenge for mompreneurs, especially for mothers who are running business? What would you think that is the biggest challenge for them?
I think in general, mom guilt, number one. Number two will be not casting a further vision. So their vision is very short-lived. So maybe they plan for a year or two. Yeah, so then after that, punch it, like they will just like
lose the steam,
fall off the wagon because it's okay not to be successful. So I personally think that it's very important for you to really have a timeline, a longer timeline, because the children have a long, your journey to be a mom is like forever. So I also feel that some people, they'll think, by 50, they cannot be successful. So their timeline ends at 50. And I'm like, huh? Really? And I'm like, you cannot think that way, right? Because in this new generation, we all are expected to live to 89 as Chinese, right? Then how to stop work at 50? Well, 37 years, 39 years of like boredom. Or retirement. I think also most importantly to know as a woman your value, because this we are all still fighting for equality and also a better life for the family. So to me it's really casting your vision way longer. So when I first started, my vision was up to like 60. Now I have to think and then how to last to 75.
Yeah, in fact, I agree with you on that because this year I just hit 40 and I did my first body checkup because I've never done any of that before. And the reason why, because I want to live for another 40 years. That's why I need to keep track of what is my health status as of now, because I never done any before. And as you know, as you age, right, you see that there's some symptoms coming up. So it's the same for business also. There's always a point that you need to realign, like you mentioned to me, that this time when you travel, you realign everything, and now you found maybe a new light, another milestone, or another new vision add on to whatever that you have, a new direction. Even for me, this is something that I will share with a lot of mothers. If let's say there's a point of time, right, that you do not know what you need to go on and which direction you should go, or you are lost, it's time for you to take a few steps backwards and work on yourself. That means take care of yourself, go back to your family, go back to the core reason why you started, is to find back that passion, that why you started this whole thing, how it all started. Just go back to the beginning. It works for everything in our life. Just going back to the beginning, the core reason why you started everything. And thanks for sharing with us about the big challenge. I think when you cast a vision that long, right, you are able to have that patience and also that persistence. You are able to persist on, because you know that, hey, it's still very far away. I'm now working towards that. I'm one step better than yesterday. So as you have shared, right, like for you, you have this vision. So you shared that the time where you have the aha moment. Was there a moment that you felt that, okay, this is something I'm going to do for life? Was there a moment that
two moments in my life that I decided I really don't want to do this really. Yeah, because sometimes you're tired. It's true. Everybody has that giving up. But when you choose to give up and then it hurts you, then you know that it's something incomplete. And I think the first time I did, although maybe my husband was not sure what I was doing, but he did say one word that I think was very important. He said, I'm not quite sure why you choose to want to give up, but I think if I can be like you, waking up happy every day, I will continue this route. So he said something that made me rethink, because I never really thought about happiness. Am I right? Did I tell you? You're just talking about everything else that matters. And my happiness somehow was ranked very low, because it was always mother's duties and then
obligation.
How to be a wife, and then
how to be a daughter.
Yeah, so my happiness was really last on the list. And he said that, he said, if I can wake up like you, happy every day, I will continue doing what you do. So that was one thing that made me wake up. And I said, okay, then I'll continue. And of course, the second part was, I think during the pandemic, everybody was just like very jitterish, right? Like, I'm sure, I mean, Kenneth and I, we spoke about it earlier. I mean, during our Zoom, I also had this like, am I on the right path? You know, I'm not even sure. I can't even see 2022, you know, that kind of, everybody went through it. So I'm not going to say I'm anything special. Yeah, but I think because I've been through it, then I know how to recover from it. I also took the whole of, I didn't say the whole, not the whole last year, but I think a good 6 months working on myself. Just realigning, and of course, as I told Kenneth, the first VTR opened, I really just I went out already. I had to wait for my daughter to finish PSLE, take the results, then I could go out.
Yeah,
so I would have like October, I've left already.
But you're left alone, right?
Yeah, I would have left alone, but I felt that, you know, she was in my timeline in terms of my goals.
Your planning,
my planning. So, that was almost immediately the decision that because I knew that I needed that. And so these are a few things to make me stay on to what I do. As of course, I'm in an industry that is very confused. Everybody is like, oh, why did you choose to do that? But I'm in an industry for me to be in this industry, I'm happy because I'm getting to do things that I don't have to do things that I don't want to do. Yeah. You know, I get to do things that I want to do. That alone is really the number one priority in anything, you know. Yeah, and then as now as content creators on TikTok, I think Kenneth and I know, as we are running for like doing videos, so sometimes you have to liaise with people and then you gotta sit there, then you're like, oh, lucky we're not right working for people.
You see how tough they are. It was like, oh, lucky me.
Yeah, they're like, oh, lucky. I just run my own business.
Yeah.
Oh, so content creation is so good because I get to focus on my time and reject projects that I'm not on. But I love to work with new blood because TikTok is totally like brand new.
Yeah. It's Gen Z. There's another generation. I forgot it's Gen Z something. Yeah.
And Zers.
Yeah. It's like one more generation after Gen Z, which is the latest generation.
The latest one, yes. So for that part, I use it as learning tool, because I'm a mom of a Gen Z.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I want to be in tune of how they see things, how they get, how their mental wellness strategy, how are they using. So there are, now that I'm in there, I know exactly how to handle. Yeah. And also the vibes from these young people are really cool. Mm. It makes me rethink, re-see and strategize my business. And I like it a lot. And that's why I think at the end, when I'm running my business or you and I running our business, as long as we choose to want to be out there, we get answers.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unsure what's going on. Like today's topic about people having negative comments.
Yeah,
you know,
trolls and all that.
Trollings, right? We don't even get that any platform except TikTok, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. And it happens. It happens.
But not so much, lah, you know, but this one is really quite severe, right, in that platform. So I also learned how the youngsters think. Yeah.
How they respond.
My children. So many things that as a business owner or entrepreneur, as we do something, it's really, we don't do it just for fun. It was a reason. I mean, crypto now. I mean, crypto, learning how this whole thing works, because there's so much hype about it, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm learning, and then people say, $100. So today I just want to go and see what's...
Yeah, in fact, you talk about that, right? In fact, a lot of business that had problem last year because of the pandemic, because they cannot go along with time.
Yes.
They cannot catch up with time. And they got layback, and that's it. It's very hard to catch up. Like for you and me... people be asking like, Kenneth, why are you on TikTok? Like TikTok is all for the dancing, but a lot of things they do not know that in TikTok they have more than just dancing, singing. There's a lot of content creator there that they do not know. And even the demographic, right? I was surprised when TikTok Singapore shared with us that they have like 30 and above makes up about 50% of that whole demographic. I was like, yeah, in fact, it's true. Why? Because they are the one that's consuming the content. They are not the one creating. The ones that are creating are those that is 30 and below. And we are fascinated.
They are just doing everything that, like 30 and above, like very conscious. Like, why must tell like that? Why must dance like that?
Those like teens, teenagers, or early 20s, right? They will just do it. And they do it already. And you in fact, right, you see a lot of even elderly. Like we know of one Hui Ge, right, in Singapore, one of the celebrity, local artists. He was doing that, and people like it so much, right? And like, so already still play TikTok, still dance, do stupid stuff. But it kind of opened up a little bit. It works for all social media.
I'm helping Rotary Club. So one of the president asked me for help. Can you please take? I did one for the old folks. So they really, their level is really low, but they just want to be there and create content for their family.
You have to be present. I think the key thing is being present, because if you know about business, right, it's always about the first mover advantage.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And being there does not mean that you will gain anything, but at least you are there than not being there. It's the same like you talk about crypto, and now then you start. I really started like 2017 when it's so low, and just 2 years of hibernating, suddenly I saw my Ethereum. like was last year.
I'm not late. Okay, I'm not. I'm just learning.
It's never late.
Never late. As long as you choose to want to learn, right.
As long as you're in
the dynamics.
Yeah. In fact, just to share, right, I always remember this thing from a friend who owns and run multiple businesses. And he shared with me one thing. When you want to see if this is a business owner, right, is someone who will run business, so you ask him this question: do you buy 4D? Do you buy lottery? Right. So if let's say they don't buy, right, then what makes you think that if you don't step into business, you have a chance? At least I buy 4D, I have a chance of winning, right? Then if you buy crypto, right, at least you have a chance. You're one step in. Because you will not know what will happen, right? Whether you are win or lose. But by sitting out of it, right, you will not know what will happen. The same thing goes with business, goes with anything that is new. You will never know the real story, the real thing, until you are in it, right? Even for mahjong, people always say, oh, well, you have to play mahjong to pay the school fees, then you will learn it. You cannot just stand on the side and learn. You will not learn a lot of things, right, until you are really on it.
True, true, true. Everything you need to try, and then don't be greedy.
Yeah.
Do what you need to do. As long that everything that is required of the business, you do it, yep. You will definitely get the results. How successful you pack yourself, you make that decision. How fast you want to grow, you make that decision, right? But the most important thing is not to give up. Because giving up, I always tell people this. When you give up, you got to try another thing altogether. You have already wasted a whole lot of years and time and effort. And then after a while, if you go into like 2-3 business, after a while, people don't trust you anymore, you know, because your integrity as a business owner for whatever you choose to do is questionable. Are you there just for money or are you there to help give solution? Yeah. I always tell my children this. I say, I don't really care where you want to be in life, you know, in the future, you want to work corporate, become a business owner or create a business. I say, whatever you choose to do, always make sure that you give solution to people. At your POV, because we are made differently, right? So I always tell them, if you think that you're good in cooking, then you're going to cook something to make someone happy and make yourself happy. You know, then you can run a business out of there. I say you are very fortunate that daddy and mommy are business owners. So we know how this whole thing works. So you are already like maybe 30%.
Yeah. You're right.
Into this, you know, better than people
who have. In fact, they won half the battle. The other half is up to them, really.
Up to them, yeah, because they definitely have two parents that will support their decision. And one of the thing why I think I'm successful in whatever I do here is, my in-laws never tell me to stop because they are business owners themselves. Yeah. So being in the environment of people who tells you who believe that is worth fighting for. Makes a lot of difference.
Yeah. And you pointed out something that most mothers will not have, that is that environment. Because I realized when I interviewed so many, like you are the 98 mompreneurs in this show. 98.
So, Kenan is gonna hit his 100th show.
Then I'm gonna cut cake, then Farina is gonna buy me a cake.
Thank you.
Just kidding. So as you mentioned, right, because I realize this is very important. Either you are in that environment, you have someone that run the business before. That is there to be a role model for you. And a lot of mothers who want to start business, right? And they can't start this because they don't have a role model. They don't have someone that they can model. They don't have someone that can mentor them. I mean, for the start as free advice or even guidance. They do not know how to start, and they anyhow start, and then they got burned, and then they never visit, and they lost the dream again. So like you mentioned, which is the environment, is very true. That's why even for myself, when I started to connect back the dots, right? Although my dad doesn't run business, my dad is like the 9-to-5 hardworking family man. And then I realized where my entrepreneurship comes from was from my grandfather. We used to have a family business, which is in photography, in running photo studio, Xiangguan, we call it. Then after that, because of digital, it all got wiped out. And my uncle slowly lost all the business, and they have now run a different life. But having said that, because of that happened, right, and how I see my uncles handle the evolution of digital photography coming in, and why the whole business, family business, got wiped out or disrupted, that became a huge lesson in me. And since young, I've been helping out in the business, and I didn't realize that it was in me, and that's how I started sales. So like you mentioned, right, the environment is very important. The people that are supporting you is very important. And a lot of mompreneurs I work with or I'm good friends with, their husbands are supportive. They may not be entrepreneur, they may not be running business, but at least they are supportive. They know where you are going. And like you mentioned about the support system, which is very important, which I realized that a lot of mompreneurs, like they don't speak about it, they don't have a conversation about it, and they don't really convey what they want, because maybe they don't even know what they want. That's why how to get the support. So it's about, you talk about communication, right? Yeah. So I think time has flies. We really have a lot of things to speak about and share, and definitely
11 o'clock already.
Yeah. And definitely I believe that the audience have gained a lot from you. So maybe you can share with us, how can they get connected with you, Farina?
So you can connect with me on Facebook, most of the time on my Instagram. I think Instagram now is the current easiest to DM directly, because there's no like filtering in IG, or you can find me on TikTok. That's easy, under my name. So my name is my brand. That's the easiest thing. Yeah, so I can connect with me if you want to learn about beauty also, or if you're interested in running a beauty business. I would love to be able to help you with my 11 years of experience. And also, yes, and you all must stay tuned for Kenneth's 100th episode.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Farina, for that support and for that shout out. So last but not least, now is your turn for you to post the question of the day out to the audience. And this question of the day will also go to the next guest. So what will be your question of the day?
I think what you spoke about, passion, purpose, and profit, was very, should be highlighted. So my question to the next speaker will be, how do you know that what you're doing is your passion?
Okay, how do you know?
Yeah. That your whatever you choose to do, her business, is her passion.
That your
what you're doing is your passion. Yeah.
Let me just, okay, how do you know that what you do
is your passion?
Okay, that's a very good question.
And I think it's always very nice to hear how people derive passion.
Yep.
How they derive to make it their lifelong goal, to make it successful. This is, I think, all my mompreneurs wants to know from each other. Yeah, whether some of us are legacy, some of us by no choice, some of us are by choice. So always nice to hear. I want to hear her. So yours is what, next Monday, right?
Yeah, it's every Monday. Every Monday, 10 p.m. Singapore time. So once again, the question of the day posted by Florinda is, how do you know that what you do is your passion? Okay, so this question of the day goes out to the audience and also to the next guest. So next guest, get ready to answer this question of the day posted by Florinda. So last but not least, Florinda, what would be your last advice for the mothers who are sitting on the fence thinking, hey, should I start a business or should I not start a business? What would be your last advice for them?
Start a business. Don't think of failing.
Thank you.
This most important is, if you don't believe in yourself, no one else will. So you have to believe that it will work. You have to put in your heart and soul, your 101%, because we are here to make a better life for yourself and your family and your children. Be the best role model, your children, because you are the best role model, right? As moms.
Yeah.
Yeah, you are the only role model till they are old, and then until they find someone else.
until they find their own family. But even having said that, right? I think parenting is a lifetime thing until the last breath. So even when you become grandparents, you are also the role model for your grandchildren. So thanks a lot, Farina, for sharing that, and also mompreneurs or mummies, just do it. Don't think about it. Just do ready, then you will figure it out. Okay. So thank you very much, Farinda, for coming on to my Mompreneur Space live show podcast, where I interview mompreneurs from all around the world for them to share how they overcome their challenges and struggles. So I'm Kenneth here, signing off with Farinda. Thank you very much for tuning in, and I shall see you guys in the next episode. Thank you, guys. Thank you, Farinda. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Kenneth.